Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Shame. While Michael Fassbender is addicted to, let's say, chitty chitty bang bang, his life becomes even more complicated when his sister shows up for a surprise visit. Well, she has a whole lot of issues of her own.
How'd it go last night?
Good night.
Let's do it again tonight.
And my sister's playing downtown somewhere.
Can I stay for a few days?
I'm trying to help you.
How are you helping me, huh? You come in here and you're a weight on me.
We're family. We're meant to look after each other.
Now, it's not like this movie is some deep look at the addiction of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and the extraordinary efforts to overcome Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's really all about doing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang here, there, and everywhere. But this movie and Michael Fassbender getting nominated for all sorts of awards. It's the only movie I know of in years that's been released for real audiences in real theaters that's rated NC-17. And Michael Fassbender seems to be very comfortable showing it all, and I mean all. So this movie must be nominated for having the biggest nerve. The nerve to somehow have managed to disguise itself as a high-budget movie with real actors when it's really just a porno. Now, instead of paying $10 to see that kind of movie, don't they say you can go somewhere darker and dingier and pay like 25 cents? So in a movie night traffic light, Shame is a red light. Now into a movie most everyone can see. It's extremely loud and incredibly close. Well, Tom Hanks is killed in the Twin Towers, and his autistic son, Thomas Horn, finds a key he left for him and goes on an amazing journey to discover what it opens.
My dad said, the way I saw the world was a gift. That I was different than everyone else. After he died, I found this key in my dad's closet. What was the lesson Dad wanted me to learn? That if things were easy to find,
they wouldn't be worth finding.
Now, what a strange week for movies. We go from completely wrong in every way to a movie filled with love, second chances, and forgiveness, which is heart-wrenching and uplifting all at the same time. This is the movie that should win awards. Besides both Toms, Hanks and Horn, you have Sandra Bullock, Viola Davis, and Max von Sydow to name just a few who do an amazing job in this. And as you know, huge fan of petitions, and I've started a new one. From now on, I say Hollywood should always find a virtual unknown to star in every movie. Young Thomas Horn, extremely talented and incredibly good. And oh, by the way, I myself am in a virtual unknown. But no matter who you are, like me, a total sob, or a super tough guy, you might want to get some extra napkins for this one just in case. So in our movie night traffic light, extremely loud and incredibly close is a green light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.